Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting French police shoot and kill a man trying to attack a police station. French officials say the man was carrying a knife and appeared to be wearing an explosives vest, although it later turned out to be a fake. The incident occurred on the first anniversary of the terrorist assault on the offices of the Charlie Hebdo magazine. Officials say the man was thought to have shouted "Allahu Akbar" before the police shot him to death. He has not yet been identified. Witnesses in Yemen discount Iranian claims that Saudi Arabia staged an overnight airstrike against the Iranian embassy in Sana'a. Iran accused Saudi Arabia of deliberately hitting the outpost, but people in Sana'a say there is no visible damage to the building. They say some stones and shrapnel apparently landed in the embassy's yard after a Saudi airstrike about 700 meters from the embassy. Also Thursday, Iran's cabinet banned the import of all products from Saudi Arabia. Iran also adopted a ban on Iranians traveling to Mecca. Bahrain says it arrested members of a terrorist cell plotting to set off explosions across the country. The government described the cell as an armed wing of the Shiite fringe opposition group Al-Wafab, which Bahrain says has ties to Iran and Hezbollah. The arrests come amid ongoing protests in Bahrain and across the region over Saudi Arabia's execution Friday of a prominent Shiite cleric. According to officials and local news reports, a truck bombing in western Libya has killed at least 50 people and wounded dozens. The attack came at a police training center. The bomb exploded as hundreds of recruits gathered at the facility. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says implementation of the Iran nuclear agreement could be just days away if all goes well. He commented at a Thursday briefing in which he highlighted U.S. foreign policy progress over the past year.
On Syria, we remain extremely focused on our diplomatic effort to de-escalate the conflict, to achieve a political transition, to marginalize the terrorists, and to enable the safe return of refugees.
Kerry said he spoke to his counterparts in Iran and Saudi Arabia and that they both agreed they would not allow their current rift, which resulted from Saudi Arabia's execution of a Shiite cleric, to hamper their support of the January talks about a political transition in Syria. U.S. and South Korean forces on the Korean Peninsula have been put on high alert following North Korea's nuclear test Wednesday. The U.S. Air Force reportedly sent an atmospheric collection aircraft from the Kadena Air Base in Okinawa to gather residue radioactive particles produced by the blast. It hopes to find out if the blast was from a hydrogen bomb. The U.S. government is giving Nigeria 24 mine-resistant, armor-protected vehicles to assist the country's fight against Boko Haram militants. A statement from the U.S. consulate in Lagos says the vehicles are being handed over to Nigerian military officials Thursday. Just 3 weeks before, I should say after, opening the theater in theaters, Star Wars: The Force Awakens has become the top-grossing film of all time in North America. According to a statement by the Walt Disney Company, The Force Awakens on Wednesday soared past the previous domestic box office record of $760.5 million that was set in 2009 by Avatar. U.S. and European stock markets fell on Thursday after China again suspended stock trading because of a big sell-off. China's securities regulator cut off trading just 14 minutes after business opened because the Shanghai Composite Index fell more than 7%. The Shenzhen Composite Index plunged even further. It was the second time this week that the so-called circuit breakers were used to suspend trading. Days after announcing new executive actions to tighten controls on gun ownership, U.S. President Barack Obama is making his pitch to the public with a televised town hall meeting. Mr. Obama plans to sit down Thursday with CNN's Anderson Cooper and take questions from an audience at George Mason University outside Washington, D.C. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.